Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's had a fantastic weekend.
Yes, yes.
We are Vindy
and Nina from Chatty Chicks Radio.
Yes, we're sorry about our last minute cancellation of our regularly scheduled episode last week. Mm-hmm. We had a little emergency to attend to, but we're back. We're here.
Yes, we're back. We're ready to begin.
Discuss some interesting things with you today.
Yes.
Let's quickly go over our little week. How was your week?
Week was good. It actually went kind of fast this week to me. And we had a little nice weather. Well, not too much nice weather. It rained in the beginning, but ended off nicely. So, good week. What about you?
The work week was sort of a blur. I'm still coming back off my high.
Oh, vacation.
From my,
right.
Yes, from my trip
to Mexico.
Yes. I went to Santa Fe, my wife and I, and it was a beautiful city.
Hmm.
I think so far the places that I've visited, it's my favorite.
Okay. Better than Chicago?
Yes, better than. Yeah, right, because I was dying to see Chicago, like, for years.
Yeah.
And it was. Chicago was incredible, but Santa Fe is just so beautiful, so colorful, and the people are really friendly.
Mm.
And we were talking about how there's more people of color in Chicago that look like us, but we felt more welcomed in Santa Fe. We were, you know, we were embraced. We were very...
Okay.
People were very welcoming, more welcoming.
Oh, okay.
I guess in a bigger city like Chicago, everybody's like, gotta go.
Like here.
Yeah. So it was very welcoming, very warm, lots of really beautiful art. The natural environment is spectacular. We drove up the mountain and, you know, it's like a lot of desert and mountains. It's just a really beautiful place.
So, guys, if you're ever thinking about taking a little vacay.
Yeah, and a trip to, you know, somewhere that's not one of these top destinations that are so popular and, like, you know, touristy, you should really check out Santa Fe. There's a lot of history there and a lot of just good food and good people.
Oh, good. We're glad you're back.
Yes, I'm happy to be back.
Yes, yes. So, today, our topic of discussion... I'm excited.
Ladies, cheating ass
are you
men.
You couldn't wait.
I know, or I can't myself.
Yes, no, but seriously, we've been dying to talk about this discussion for, like, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating men. And today we're going to be talking about the emotional effects that it has when men cheat.
Yeah. It can be a very devastating ordeal.
Yes.
And I don't know that reality has sunken in with the male species. I don't know that they really understand how much emotional turmoil this can cause.
Well,
I mean, I'm pretty sure they feel they go through their stuff when they're cheated on, but I think it might be a different experience. Just because I think that men tend to think of it as a physical act that insults their ego.
Yes, it's an ego.
Whereas women feel the pain on a more emotional and spiritual level.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yes, so let's let the conversation begin. Ladies.
If you have an opinion, you want to chime in, we're at 347-637-3984, and we're talking about cheating-ass men. You can call and share your story and your experience and how you felt
Yes. Now,
undergoing that.
I did a little research, my friend Vindy,
mm-hmm.
and I found some stuff online from this marriage counselor. He's an author as well. His name is Gary Newman. He has a book out that's called The Truth About Cheating. And what he did was he took a survey of 200 cheating and non-cheating men, husbands or what have you, and he came up with this percentile of the different reasons why men cheat. And then, of course, I told you I also have a top 25 list of reasons why men cheat.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go into what he was talking about. And he was saying something of the fact that 48% of men cheat on an emotional dissatisfaction as the primary reason of cheating. So he's saying 48% of men cheat on because of an emotional dissatisfaction with their partner. How do you feel about that? I mean, I can kind of, maybe I could see that because, I mean, that's the reason why women cheat.
I mean, but think about how many women are emotionally unsatisfied and don't cheat at the same rate as men do.
I don't know, because nowadays it's rising with women, too.
I haven't seen any, like, figures or anything.
I haven't seen any figures, but it's coming up. It's coming along. Like, I'm just saying, you know, women are coming up there in the percentage, but I know when I saw it at first, I said emotional connection, you know, because you just think that men are just not emotional because they always think they're supposed to be logical.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I can maybe see that being true, you know. He was saying that, Newman says that men believe or they would like to have more of appreciation from their wives or girlfriends, showing of appreciation, giving them a pat on the back, letting them know you're doing a good job, and, you know.
That sounds like a dog.
I know, but I'm going by what this man is saying.
I know. I mean,
you know,
like
needing a little affirmation of, like, a little, like, encouragement, like a keep going kind of thing on the things that they do.
Okay, but how does that connect to okay. I don't want to sound graphic.
Okay.
But how does not feeling appreciated directly connect to putting your penis in somebody else? What is the cause and effect relationship between those two acts? Because, and I don't necessarily see things black and white, but I do see things like if a guy says, you know, he's physically attracted, and I mean that in the end, physical and just emotional attraction or emotional chemistry or whatever with somebody else, that's it. I feel like that's the bottom line.
What you're saying is that men can't cheat on women due to this reason, emotional dissatisfaction?
Yeah, I don't think that cheating is ever about the person you're with. I think it's about you. I don't think that cheating ever has to do with what that other person is not doing, is doing or not doing. Because you have that. If you're not happy, you always have the option to say, I'm not happy and I don't want to be here.
But sometimes people do want to be there, but sometimes people find it maybe hard to kind of express it depending on how their partner is. Maybe they feel that it's hard to express that, or they might have expressed that to their partner, and their partner is like, okay.
Yeah, but then that's when it's time for you to say, listen, it's put up or shut up now. I've told you about this issues that we're having. I'm not happy. If we don't do something about this, we can't fix this, then we need to dissolve the relationship. it's hard, but you, in life you're going to make a lot of hard decisions.
I don't know. So, I just think that it's not that simple when you love somebody. It's not that simple just to kind of walk away because they're not doing whatever thing or something that they're not doing the thing that you need them to do. Sometimes it's not that hard when you really love somebody. It depends on what the situation is.
I don't think that anybody can say, oh, the reason I cheated is because I wasn't getting affection. No, the reason you cheated is because you wanted, but you just, you know, it all boils down to you. Every decision you make is about you.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm losing touch with people is like when people say, I'm not judging anybody
mm-hmm.
who's ever made a mistake. We've all made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody can say to me that, oh, yeah, I did this, but it was because the other person. Nobody can ever say that to me and make me I can't respect anybody
mm-hmm.
who blames whoever they're with, because every day you're there with that person, every day you stay in a relationship is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be with anybody that isn't making you happy.
Right.
Even if the person is a jerk,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if the person is an asshole, they're not to blame for your extramarital activities. They're not. They don't put a gun to your head and say, sleep with this other person. It's you. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about morals or ethics of cheating,
mm-hmm.
the act of cheating. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that when you define your relationship as being monogamous
mm-hmm.
and you decide to step outside of your relationship without letting the person know, there's certain terms of your relationship where you're supposed to be monogamous and you break those terms. And I feel like there's a certain level of accountability, you know what I mean, that you have to have.
Yeah.
Whether the person treats you like crap or whether they treat you like queen,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to take responsibility.
Yeah, well, I definitely
And I think
agree.
That's where men tend to fall short. It's always,
well, you wasn't giving me love,
or you know, you wasn't
cooking my dinner,
or you,
right.
you know, it's always some lame excuse that involves the person they're with, and I don't accept that from a man or a woman, that kind of excuse.
Mm-hmm.
It was you.
No, bitch, it was
mm-hmm.
you.
Well, I want to get to a few more of the
okay,
important
yes,
percentages because
yes.
I know we don't have that much time. But he also said, now, this is a big number. He said 77% of cheating men cheat because they have a friend who cheats. They hang around a friend who cheats, and they feel like it's legitimized. And I think we have a caller calling in.
Let's see
about our caller.
How do we pick this up?
Right there. Hello, caller.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Ned, and I'm calling from Queens.
Hi.
Queens in the house.
Hi.
So, Ned, tell me, how do you feel about this topic, cheating men, and, you know, what we've said thus far, what we were talking about, 48% of men cheating due to emotional dissatisfaction. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't hear the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I just called, and I didn't hear, I don't know how it really works, but I didn't really hear anything. I just heard y'all just now when you said I'm calling in. But,
oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said 45% of men cheat?
48% of men, you know, say it again?
The reason why 48% of them cheat is because of what?
was because of emotional dissatisfaction. Now, this is just a survey that was done by a counselor, marriage counselor slash author. His name is Gary Newman, and he surveyed about 200 cheating and non-cheating husbands. And he said 48% of these men said that the reason why they cheated was because of emotional dissatisfaction, meaning that they're not getting that, you know, kind of like that encouragement, or they're not feeling appreciated by their wives or girlfriends, you know, for the things that they do. So, me and Vindy here was having a discussion about it, and, you know, Vindy feels like, well, that's BS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
basically,
I mean, yeah, she feels it's
basically.
Yes.
I actually, I was just on the phone with a friend of mine, this guy, and he actually was telling me about how and why he cheated on his wife, and he told me basically that he did it because I guess it would be considered emotional because his wife cheated on him prior to him finding out. Like, she was cheating, then he found out, so then he just started cheating. But
okay.
even before that, he was incarcerated for, like, over 20 years, and then when he got out, he found out. So either way, she was out here on her own, so I don't really consider that cheating. But even still, I guess he probably wanted her to, he had to see the guy being everybody's favorite. You know, the guy lived in a building, she talked to somebody, like, and then he just cheating on her. But he said that he did it because she cheated on him. She wasn't really doing the things that he wanted her to do. But that's all still BS, because if you have a girl and you want your woman to do and be a certain way with you, then you ask her. And if she don't do that, then you go find someone else and leave her alone. Don't cheat. Just leave her
right.
alone. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. We
At the
don't
end
go
of
for
the
that
day, to... right, yeah. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, you got, I mean, if that's their excuse, find somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
So
yeah.
I don't know who the guy is that's saying that, but find someone else. Especially if that's
yeah.
your wife already, even if it's your girlfriend or your wife, and it's your
mm-hmm.
wife and she's not fulfilling your needs, and whether it be spiritual, financial, or whatever, if you can't get that with her, then go to someone else. Don't get it with somebody else and still be with your wife, because then it's not about you not getting your satisfaction needs, you know, filled. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. Don't say that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Houston.
Yeah.
Houston. Yeah. Did you not call Houston? They have to call Houston. Like, Houston, we have a problem. Like, come on, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, no, you're right.
What's your
yeah.
reason? And I personally know someone else that cheats, and he claims his girl is all it is. She fixes him. She cooks his food. She make him breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She brings it to his job. She's this, she's that,
nice.
And all of that. But, yeah, he's still in someone else's face every day.
Yes.
He's still taking
yes.
care of this person
yes.
every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
For 14
and I'm so
years.
Glad I'm so glad you said that, Ned, because I think also, too, people or women sometimes might think that, you know, well, your man is probably cheating on you because you don't do this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
When that
right.
is not true, you know yeah. what I'm saying? You could do everything. Cook, iron,
right.
wash, clean, or do whatever he wants you
yep.
to do in the bedroom as well. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to cheat. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think it's necessarily because she's not doing whatever. I don't believe that either.
Right, because it's not about, it's not, at the end of the day, it's something within him. Some men just cheat because
right.
they can and they want to and they just can't be with one person. And if that's the case, then they should just live a single life and be with different women. But instead, they want that main girl and then they want other girls. You know what I'm saying? Which that's, you know, and that 40-something, 40, what is it, 48%? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
you said the guy said that?
Yes, yeah. And the marriage counselor. And actually, when I was, before you called, I was getting ready to let the public know that he said 77% of men cheated due to being around a friend who cheats.
That's another BS excuse.
You know, meaning that because their friend do it, like, it's okay, like, it legitimizes the whole, you know, cheating thing. And
no.
When I saw that, like, are you kidding?
Yeah. And not to evoke a cliche, but it's that old saying, if your friend drops off a Brooklyn Bridge, are you going to follow them?
Right.
Like, I don't think that because someone cheats, oh, that puts pressure on me to now cheat.
Right.
Because all my friends are doing
it.
If you do it, it, like Ned said, it really boils down to selfishness. You just want to.
You want to cheat.
Yeah, you're
straight
not.
Straight up.
Monogamy is a choice, and you, that choice is not for you.
Mm-hmm. And my thing is, how old are we where we're getting peer pressure? 30, 40,
exactly.
20 years old. You understand what I'm saying? I thought
first
that was
of all, a man don't really become grown and mature until he's in his 60s. That's the first thing we need.
Yes,
because,
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like 40, 45, 50, they still a child. You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. I'm actually trying to call a friend of mine to see if he can, I want to get him on the line too. Because he'll tell you, and you can get it from a man's point of view, but he's not picking up the phone, unfortunately.
Okay.
So while we're waiting on you trying to, you know,
get in contact with him, because we would like to hear.
Yeah, because we like to hear from a man's point of view. And I have, me and Vindy here, we have a list of 25 reasons why men cheat. But we actually kind of picked out the ones we thought that were kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
So the first one was inability to say no.
I have no idea what that means.
Meaning that
okay.
they can't help themselves. You know, temptation got the best of them.
I don't accept that.
I don't accept it either.
It's like saying I was possessed.
Right.
It really is. It's like saying I was possessed. It's not me. It's just that I can't control it. Like you can't control. There's very little that you can't control.
Yeah.
Well,
with your body.
Hold on for a second on that. I'm not going to say that you can't. I'm not going to say that you can't control the temptation, but there's been instances where, you know, you, let's say you're at a club, right? You partying, you're at a club. I'm married, right? I'm at a club. Not me. I'm just saying in general. You're at a club and you see a guy that's attractive. Of course, you're going to see somebody that's more attractive than your man or someone else. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's somebody else there out there that's always attracted, that you may always be attracted to. You're going to see someone out there. And it may be a moment where that guy is attractive. You see him, you drinking, you know, you having fun and everything, and it's like the guy, and y'all just have that chemistry together. And you can sit there and go, no, I don't want to do it. But, and you may not, and you could sit there and contemplate, but who's to say that you may not make that choice and do it. So it works both ways with men and women on that aspect. Like, I'm not saying I don't agree, but I do agree with that a little bit. Like,
a bit of
because
a
you
need to say no.
I'm
well,
talking
you
like
know,
with the temptation.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, the temptation is there. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think temptation is very real. I'm definitely not denying it exists.
Right.
We all know it. We've experienced
right.
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, we do make a choice. It might be in a split second.
Right,
you know?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. You make
I
that choice to say,
it.
Well, I'm gonna go and I'm going to sleep with him. And if it could be a one-night stand or something that just occurred and you thinking, okay, well, this is going to be it and that's it. Nobody has to know I'm attracted. And you just thinking like that for that moment. It could be, you could be under the influence of whatever, you know what I'm saying? But that's where the temptation comes through. You can make that choice, but the but when you're, hey, what's up? What's going on? You need? I need you to do me a favor. I'm going to call you on a three-way. I wanted, no, my family has a radio station, and I wanted to hear your opinion about men that cheat.
Yeah, tell him he has five minutes.
And they just have 5 minutes left. What? He keeps cooking.
But while we're talking about temptation and stuff, I do feel like we should I want to say with the temptation thing, I do not feel, and this goes for men and women, that when you
on the radio
when you
now,
do,
it was, they live on the radio, okay?
That when you make a mistake, that should not be something you feel has to be. You're living under this cloud of guilt for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most important thing for people to realize.
That
you do not have to live under this cloud of guilt and feel horrible about it. When you make a mistake, I feel like when you make a mistake, you pay for it once.
Right. You shouldn't be paying for it.
Okay,
once.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. And yourself, who's I'm speaking to?
You're speaking to Mina and
all right,
Mindy.
Mina.
Chicks Radio.
What's the name of the radio?
Chatty Chicks Radio.
Okay. This is unique. This is Onyx Manager Sun C. Onyx Manager from Sun C from Onyx. My name is Unique.
We're glad to hear from a male perspective. So we kind of wanted to know reasons why men cheat, and we kind of, found some reasons, through research, but it's good to hear from the, horse's mouth. Why do you think men cheat?
Oh, wow. That's funny. First of all, I'm not a horse, nah. But but from my experience and from what I see out here in society, I think that a lot of men are not satisfied with who they have, and I think that genetically, I'm not sure, but genetically, I mean, biblically, I believe that there's something that triggers men to want more than one woman. You know what I mean? Like in America, we tend to have this monogamous relationship with just one, with one spouse. But in different cultures, it tends to what male has more than one concubine, whatever. So I don't know. I'm not using that as an excuse, but it appears like out here, when you go out here, you be like, you got men that's loyal to their woman and they've been to death to them part. And then you got majority, I believe, that I think times get bored. You get bored. You want to do something else, other experiences.
Can I just ask you this? I'm sorry. Can I just ask you this? If it's like that and you get bored and everything and you feel your girl is not doing it, why don't a man just leave that person and go find someone else or make the decision to be single and be with?
Left. I think we should try to continue
this
discussion in a part two of the episode. But definitely.
I
want
to touch on that last one.
Negative?
Yeah, what happened? Say it again.
I wanted to touch on that last part because most guys be satisfied with where they at. You know, they comfortable, so they don't want to leave. That's what I can come up with.
Unique, thank you so much for your input. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys. You're welcome.
All right,
we will see us in 2 weeks to continue this discussion, and see you then.
Bye-bye.